We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Daf Nun Amud Aleph. We know that when it comes to the Isser of Einah, that there are three levels. There's Pachos Mishtos, that's what we call Mechila. Then there's Shtos itself, which we say is Kana Umachza Einah. And then the third level is more than a Shtos was Bittel Mekach. So our Gemara is like this. If you overcharge someone, let's say, less than a shtus according to the Rabbanon, which means that Fuke Rav Tafron was a third, so Pachos the Rabbanon, La'al Tehav Mechila. The question is, La'al Tehav Mechila, is the Mechila La'alter? Which means, right away, if you don't never, it's Mechila right away. La'al Tehav Mechila. Or, if he realizes it, the buyer realizes within this amount of time that he can show it to a merchant that he was overcharged by less than a shtos, he could still come back and get his money back. Are you going to ask me if that's the case that you have b'kadesh yiru l'tagel l'kroivoy? So what's the nafgamina between a pachos m'shtos and shtos? By a sixth also you have that mountain time. After that it's mechila. After that the loch is you can't be tevei back. So what's the difference between pachos m'shtos and a shtos itself? If you have time by Pachas Vestos until you get show it to a merchant or a karav, so then my ikabin shtos, the Pachas Vestos, you're going to ask me, so what's the difference between shtos and Pachas Vestos? So what the nafkin will be is ikad ilo shtos yode al yoina. By a shtos, if he gets overcharged with shtos, if you realize it in the time, so then he's yode al yoina, he has a choice. The lekeach has a choice. The buyer has a choice. Rotsa chayze, rotsa kaina, amach sayna. He go over to the merchant and say like this, you fooled me and you charged me extra sixth. Either it's a feeling he wants, he can say, you know what, I'm reneging on the sale, I want my money back. Or he could say, I want the sale, I want my Einah back. V'ilu pachos m'shtos, if it's less than a shtos, even if you hold that, you have akadesh yirle tagel kroy before it's mechila, still, v'ilu pachos m'shtos, kano machz Einah. The halacha is that there, and any even if you realize it, the most you have to keep the sale. The most you get is you get back your Einah. So my the marshal is what is the halacha pachos m'shtos according to Rabbanon? Is it la'al tehav mechila or not? And the bir hashayla really is what's pshat pachos m'shtos we call mechila. So if the pshat is that's a normal range and we have to overcharge, so then you understand it's mechila right away. Or it's not pshat this normal range. You really have to always charge exact. And anything after that is Einah. And then, so it's not automatic Mechila. And therefore, you have to wait until Ashira Tagar. I was enough Kamina. If it's less than a Shtos, so we don't give the Lekach so much power that Yod Al Yonik even renege on the sale. Mashenke, when Shtos itself, he can renege on the sale. So the Shaila, my sister is, Pachos Shtos, is it Mechila right away or not?
Why does he have to give back the Einah?
So that's the tzaria. Maybe he has to give back the Einah. You always them on Pachos is the altar mechila. Nothing, right? So you don't know. Like you don't like one tzaria the Gemara, but the Gemara has two tzadim. You probably know the maskana. Maybe I don't. I'm not sure. But it might have shaila. The altar have mechila or not? That's the Gemara shaila. Is it automatic mechila or you made a mistake? You thought the Pachos does is mechila. Right? It's not true. You have time. You have like half a day. But if half a day didn't realize it, then it's like a mechila. I then same thing like shtos. Shtos also half a day. It's a mechila. Teretz is nafkmin is yod al yoyin. That's a whole nafkmin of teen. The shtos and pachas m'shtos. So what's the halacha? So Toshima, we bring a raya from our Mishnah. If you remember our Mishnah, Rav Tarfon said that the shear of Einah is a shlish, which would mean the fear of Tarfon. So from zero until a third of overcharging has the same din as pachas m'shtos, according to Rabbanah. And then shlish itself is like a shtos, and then more than a shlish is a bitl mekach. That's what he learned Nemal fear of Tarfon. So Gemara says that first, they were all happy, the Targum were all happy. Wow, look, Tarfon gave us extra space to overcharge, total shlish. But then they found out that Rav Tarfon holds, regarding the shear, after Yiril Tagar, he extends it to the whole day, that the guy could come back and get back his money. So then he said, you know what, let's go like the Rabbanim. So here we have to explain why were they happy at the beginning, and why were they disappointed afterwards. So Tashima says, Chazru divrei Chacham. The Tagar Lod went back, they left Rav Tarfon, went back to Chacham. After they heard, the Rav Tarfon says, Kol Yom. Shavrua, the Mei Yeshiva thought, learned right now that pachos mishlis to Rav Tarfon, kipachos mishlis to Rabbanon dami. We assumed, like correctly so, that pachos mishlis fear of Tarfon, like pachos mishlis fear of Rabbanon, which means it's mechila. So iam bishlama pachas was the rabbanon b'kdesh yira l'taga l'kroiva. If you learn that pachas was scored the rabbanon, there is some time that he still could get his money back, even though it's pachas b'shtos. And therefore, fear of tarfin also is the same halacha. So fear of tarfin, he changed it to kol hayoyim mishum haki chazu. That's why they were disappointed, and they went back to the rabbanon. Now, why are they happy in the beginning, and why were they upset afterwards? So what was the you know, beginning makara samchu, and afterwards they were chazu. What happened? So in the beginning they were happy because the halacha is from a shtos and more than a shtos until a shlish, according to Rabbanon, it's a bitul mekach in the time of kadesh yira, and if he wants to be chazu from the mekach, he can be chazu from the mekach. That's the halacha from shtos and more than a shtos, and Lemaisa, the Rav Tarfin said, no, it has a din of pachos mishtos, and therefore kana machzayna. So they're all excited at Rav Tarfin. Rav Tarfin gave them more of a guarantee they're going to have a sale. Because even if they overcharge up to a shlish, if he doesn't realize it, gevaldik, they gain that much. If he realizes it, they still have the sale. So they're much better off for Rav Tarfin. According to Rabbanon, if it's shtos or more than a shtos, total shlish, the halacha is that the lekeach can be chayzer. So it's much, he could be chayz from the whole sale, so not guaranteed the sale. So they were happy with Rav Tarfin's psak that you have in Tol Shlish. That was Meikar. But once the Rav Tarfin said, no, you have Kol Hayoyim, so now it wasn't worth it. Because the Fira Abanon, you have a stronger chance of getting of Mechila, because Ach Yirel Tagar is shorter than Kol Hayoyim. So it's better to be the Rabbanon and have a shorter time than to have Rav Tarfin, which is a longer time. I, Lemaisa, there is certain mila to the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon, shtos and yesa shtos, they can be chayzer, and according to him, if they realize it, it's still a guaranteed sale, but it's still a bigger, it's better, it's a mila, fear of tarfin is better, no, but still, it's worse, it's worse, the kol hayoyim makes it worse than atyir l'taga. Atyir l'taga is better, where you can have actually a mechila in a shorter time, than to have the din of kol hayoyim according to Rav Tarfin. So if the halacha is pachas mishtos, and therefore pachas mishlish according to Rav Tarfin, it's ach yir l'tagar, we understand why they were chayzer l'divrei chachamim. Because Rav Tarfin said, it's kol hayoyim. So therefore they're chayzer l'divrei chachamim. They want a shorter time. But eli amrit pachas mishtos l'rabban l'altav mechila. But if you hold that pachas mishtos l'rabban l'altav mechila, and therefore what? If you're Rav Tarfin, it's also pachas mishlish la'altav mechila. Rav Tarfin nami la'altav mechila. So Rav Tarfin is unbelievable. You imagine something that you have from zero until a third, a little less than a third, they could overcharge, and la'altav mechila. The minute the guy leaves the store, gevaldik, we just made all that money. So why would there ever be chayzer to Rav Tarfin? Rav Tarfin said, kol hayoyim, he's talking about shlish and yoisim shlish. So why in the world would there be chayzer to go back to Rabbanah? Makes no sense. That fear abanon or mashva oino and bittel mekach even more, you know, from shtus till shlish, fear tarfin am mechila. It's a mamsh, a bumba raya. It's a clear raya. If pachos mishtus is a mechila l'alter, and therefore pachos mishlish according to Rav Tarfin is also mechila l'alter, so of course you want Rav Tarfin. There will be no reason to go back to the Rabbanon. So the klar right. So tomorrow, no, we can answer the right. Mi sabris pachos mishlish Rav Tarfin kapachos Rabbanon dami. Who told you that less than a shlish according to Rav Tarfin is the same thing as less than a shtus Rabbanon, which means that's called mechila? Who said it? Maybe loy. It's not pshat. Mishtus v'atshush Rav Tarfin k'shtus asm l'Rabbanon dami. All Rav Tarfin was making on a little bit. They weren't making so much. What they did was, they said, shtus until shlish has a din of a shtus. And not of pachos shtus. Avada, pachos shtus, la'al tahav mechila. La'al tahav mechila. And pachos shtus, if you have one, la'al tahav mechila. Rav Tarfin didn't change that. What Rav Tarfin changed was, the shtus itself, which according to Rabbanon is a case of Yad El Yayna, came Rav Tarfin and said, you could extend that shtus to all the way to shlish. That's what you could do. So let's read inside. Mishtavis pachos Rav Tarfin pachos shtus Rabbanon dami loy. Mishtus v'ad shlish Rav Tarfin shtus asim Rabbanon dami. So afraid the Gemara, simple kasha then. Yihachi b'may somchu mi'ikara. So why were they so happy when the Rav Tarfin changed it and said the mishtus v'ad shlish, that there the halacha is that it's like a shtus. Like, what did you gain already? What exactly did you gain by saying mishtus vat shlish is like that yod al yonif filakeh? Well, what exactly did you gain? So Gemara says like this. We have a shayla like this. Bittul mekach, the halacha is that more than a shtus according to Rabbanon and then more than a shlish according to Rav Tarfin is bittul mekach. Is that forever or not? Or also after you're a tiger? Is it possible that after you're a tiger, there's mechila also? So what's the halacha of bittul mekach? So Tifshay, the bittul mekach Rabbanon, la'olam chayzer, it can be chayzer forever. The kivan da amal hu Rav Tarfin, havayna samchu. Sounds like this: that bittul mekach l'fi Rabbanon is la'olam. There's a shayla. The more the shayla, bittul mekach is after your tagger or it's bittul la'olam. So it's chayz be a raya that bittul mekach is la'olam. So Rabbanon said that from shtus until after more than shtus until shlish, or until forever is bittul mekach la'olam. Comes up Tarfin says no, that from shtus at shlish has a din of shtus, and therefore you have after your tagger. So it's a major gain. So fear of tarfin now. You could get, you possibly get mechila. Wait 6 hours and you have a mechila. Unbelievable. So that's what they were happy. So if you're a bit of mechila oilam, then you could say why some chumikara. Tips of the bit of mechila oilam. Chayze, the kivin d'amalu rab tarfin, havi ana. Once the tarfin said, has din of ana, some chum. They were all happy, all excited. Vichy amalahu kol ayoim, but then when he changed it to kol ayoim, chazu. But he says kol ayoim is chayze. Now why were they chayze when he said kol ayoim? Lamaisi is still gaining that he holds from after a stos to a slish, that you could get a point of that you're getting mechila out of it if it's after the certain time. So Rashi says two reasons why they were chazu. So Rashi, chi amalu kol yom chazu. That's two reasons. Chad, the one reason is the bein la'olam chazer ubein shas kol yom hana porti. It's a very little difference between being chazer la'olam and being chazer kol yom, because it's very hard to pull the wool over the guy for the whole day. You have a lot of time the whole day to find out. That day you get fooled in the first place for more than shtos. He's saying it's not so common. So at the end of the day, you're losing out from Ratafim, because on shtos itself, you're a bottom, you have out your Latagah, which is a shorter time. And according to Ratafim, it's longer. After that, according to the Rabbanon, you can vata la'ilam, and according to him, you have only kalayim. So according to Ratafim, you're gaining. He says two reasons. First of all, you're not really, that's not such a big gain, because the whole day is almost like a lifetime. You can find something out that day. And also, it's lo'ishkech to rip a guy off more than a shtos. So if bittul mekach, now that we're changing, we're saying that that from shtus at shlish is like you know itself according to Rav Tarfin. So the only way to understand why they were happy meikara is if you're a bonus bittul mekach la'olam, you could vatal mekach la'olam. Now he changed that to stage two, which is ainah, which you can't vatal la'olam. That's very smack what the samchum meikara of Tarfin is, and still at the end of the day they weren't happy. But if you hold the Isaka Daitach, but if you hold a bittul mekach rabbanon because you're tagel kreiva, but if you hold bittul mekach according to rabbanon is Kadesh Yir L'Tagel Kroivoy, that you have only that amount of time until you show it to a merchant to be Chayzi, even if it's more than Shtos. So my Samchu. So why were they so happy when Rav Tarfin said that Shtos at Shlish has a din of Oina? Well, why is that any better? What's the Maila of being Oina? What's the Maila of being Oina of Shtos at Shlish? If anything, it's worse, because by shtus at shlish, the yad lekeach al yoina. By more than a shtus, according to Rabbanon, it's bittul mekach both of them. So if anything made it worse, why were you happy when Rav Tarfin said, that has din of yoina? They're both atjir l'tagar. What did you gain exactly? What did you gain? If you learn that bittul mekach is atjir l'tagar, what did you gain from in the havamina for Rav Tarfin? So to Gemara, you know what you gained? You gained that v'shtus at somchu v'shtus at sma. The Rav Tarfin mechila v'la rabbanon ayna. What you gain was the shtus itself. That we said m'shtus v'at shlish, the fear of Tarfin, is like a shtus l'rabbanon. It's exactly a shtus like rabbanon. But shtus itself, that Rav Tarfin did help you out. He made that into a mechila, which is mechila alter. So they gained, first of all, happened Rav Tarfin, because Rav Tarfin said shtus itself is mechila. So they're all excited. L'maisa, they gained that. But once you changed and said that it's kol hayoyim, so now you change everything to kol hayoyim, so then it's worse. Because then the revach of shtus itself, to mitzamtzim exactly of shtus itself, is not so common. And therefore, it's not worth it to gain the mechila of shtus atzma and lose the amount of time when it comes to bittul mekach According to Rabbanon, it's Atzir El Tagar, anything more than a stos. And according to Rav Tarfon, it's Kol Hayoyim. You have the whole day. You have the whole day to be chayzer. So it's not worth it to gain the stos Atz Mechila and to lose the amount of time. So at the end of the day, we didn't bring a raya to that shayla if bittul mekach, because we have both ways to understand. So we understand the bittul mekach both ways. Say if it's a Atzir El Tagar or it's Loilam, and we also understood the gavin shayla of less than a shtos. We also explained it because we changed the way we learn Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon doesn't mean that from shtos ad shlish is the lach is mechila. It just means it's like oino mamsh. So that's what holy now. That's those shilas. We're not paish the shayla. Now we'll bring in the shayla, but the makach mafurish in the Gemara.